mainly in key positions, it's pedophiles. You're saying, okay, you're taking this out of context, you know, government loves us. Where do you think the pedophiles go? Because let's admit it, the UN kills hundreds of thousands of kids every year. You know, they get caught all the time. You know, there's 3,500, nothing compared to them. And there's slave brothels and the slave centers and the 1.2 million women they're kidnapping and shipping out of Eastern Europe and Central Europe. And that's mainstream news. I'm sure you might have heard about that. This is all giant UN slave brothels. They've got slave liner ships. That's been in the news. And you don't believe me? Fine. Okay, don't check it out. This is all documented. I don't care how horrible it sounds. It's all documented. I've covered it all here 100 times. We're now hearing about 700 missing in Georgia, thousands missing in California. And the government, no one's held accountable. Okay, we don't know where the kids are. We took them from homes. We don't know where they are. And then I predicted, and rightfully so, there'd be a lot of news articles in Florida. Well, they found some of the kids. And I thought they'd say we found 2,000 of them or something. No, we found five of them. And when I get up here and say that pedophile rings are one of the biggest cults or guilds running Washington, that's just what the facts always show. Coming up in the second hour, former state senator John DeCamp, who did write about the connections to Penn State and child abuse in the 90s. I had forgotten that he'd talked about this. Then I saw a Red Dirt report a few days ago with quotes where he'd been talking about it years ago. Just amazing, the massive child abuse network ring at the highest levels of the Republican Party. He was hired as a big Republican in the state of Nebraska to go basically investigate it and cover it up. I mean, they didn't say, hey, it's real, go cover it up. It was, hey, this is a bunch of bull, Senator DeCamp, go prove it's bull. And so the police investigator he hired, the detective, well-known detective, he and his son's plane was blown up when flying to Chicago to investigate. And the rest, there were indictments, there were convictions. The feds swooped in and covered it all up. So you know about the Catholic Church, know about Penn State. I mean, what about the Texas Youth Commission? All the major youth facilities with gladiatorial fighting, the jail guards selling even 10-year-old children out in the juvenile correctional facilities to police and judges and people coming in and other wealthy who are part of the pervert club, part of the demon club, to have their way with children all over Texas. The Texas Rangers found out and tried to stop it. They got told to back off. The head of the DPS refused to kill the investigation. He was just removed. So the pedophiles rule Texas as well. So they call the shots. And they're everywhere. They like to get into government control because it's the only place they can operate with basically diplomatic immunity like the UN. During 16 years in office, a former state senator, John DeCamp, was cited even by his enemies at the World Herald as one of the most effective legislators in Nebraska history. A highly decorated Vietnam War veteran in 1975, he initiated Operation Baby Lift, which evacuated 2,800 orphan Vietnamese children. He is currently a practicing attorney in Lincoln, Nebraska. He served as a lawyer for the Militia of Montana, a constitutional militia group in the 90s. DeCamp has also been lead perspective on Conspiracy of Silence, an unaired documentary on the Franklin child abuse. Well, we aired it. We got it and aired it locally on Access 15 years ago, and it since went viral online. That's where that people always say, have you seen this? Yeah, I've seen it. I'm the one that put it out. He joins us now, and here's the Red Dirt report. And when I saw this weekend, it punched me. I was like, I remember him saying that. But since it hadn't been in court in the news, I'm like, let's not go there, Senator. But I remember him getting into Boys Town before that all came out, the Catholic Church. I remember him getting into Penn State. And I remember him saying on air more than 10 years ago that the football program, and I'm like, and I know he's credible, but I'm like, okay, Senator, let's just stop. Folks, by the way, have dug those interviews up now. I'm like, let's just stop right there and just get into what was proven in court. Because people went to jail in Nebraska. He was hired as a big Republican because, you know, to go in and disprove it. They're like, oh, this couldn't be true, Senator. You go disprove it. When his investigator, a police officer, and his son got murdered, the senator started to look closer. So he's going to recap all that. So he was hired as a prominent Republican and a senator to go in there as damage control because, you know, he didn't believe it was real and found out it was all real and more. I love knives. I know you love knives. They have finally gotten a whole bunch of the knives that were sold out back in, and they've gotten a bunch of new, really nice flip knives. These bad boys right here. I mean, these are absolutely amazing. Flip really easy and locks for you. This is Forest Green, murdered out. It's got my little signature on it, so it's a little piece of history. It's a great memento. It's a great gift for your friends and family, and it funds the operation. And they're up to 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, get some ultramethylene blue.
What do you got there, Angel Eyes?
It's a new Patriot Silver folding knife from thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Blondie, look at me. I got all three.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. It is Thursday, February 19th, 2026. See, I got the date right here early on. And we have breaking news out of the UK. But of course, it's Epstein news. Prince Andrew has been arrested and held in custody on his birthday after a dramatic police raid on his home at St. Graham amid probe into Epstein files. There it is on the Drudge Report. He's arrested on his birthday. That is truly amazing. It's his 66th birthday. Thames Valley Police held the eighth in line to the British throne on suspicion of misconduct in public office this morning. Plainclothes officers and six unmarked vehicles arrived at Wood Farm, where Andrew now lives, at 8 a.m. this morning. The convoy included at least two Royal Land Rovers linked to Andrew. And he was photographed leaving the estate less than an hour later. His arrest was confirmed at 10:08. For the past 10 days, detectives have been probing his conduct as a trade envoy for the UK after the emails in Epstein files suggest he shared confidential information with his pedophile, or as they say, pedophile friend, including reports of his official visits and potential investment opportunities. So this goes back to what we've been telling you. The sexual abuse and the trafficking was sort of secondary to the whole Epstein operation. Here he's trafficking in information, UK secrets. You can see in the emails he was he knew about Libya, how they were going to overthrow Gaddafi before it even happened. So he was a information broker, and then on top of that, working with these scientists to go after whatever he was doing with the genetic bloodlines, and that was all part of it too. So, well, we're not getting Prince Andrew on sex trafficking. No. It's selling secrets and giving secrets to Jeffrey Epstein. So, guys, if y'all see anything else on that, we've probably had maybe about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in England. So, he remains in custody at this time, but they haven't confirmed where he's been taken. So he was the former Duke of York. They've taken away his title, and now his I think his name is Monbatten. There he is. Prince Andrew is finally seeing a little bit of justice. And even Prince Charles came out and said, "Look, we got to let everything take its course." And so he's backing this. Obviously, he can't stop what's coming. That's the problem. There's just too much. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, 66th birthday. Happy birthday, Prince Andrew. This is what you get for hanging out with scum. And so we've got a couple interesting things. I'm trying to figure out which way to go in this from here. Let's get into Tucker, because we're sort of into the UK now. Let's go international. Tucker was detained, I believe, yesterday or the day before in Israel. He was flying through. He'd done an interview with Mike Huckabee, and they detained him for a while. I was actually in the room when Alex was talking to Tucker's producers yesterday, and we shot a live video, which we'll go to in a second. But let's go just to Tucker on the Epstein files. This is sort of just a general primer of Tucker, just clip one, talking. I don't even know who he's talking to in this. I just grabbed this because I wanted something of Tucker talking about Epstein to bring into this. So we're going to watch this together. Here it is.
He knew everybody.
Yeah.
And in every country. And he's weighing in on every event of the moment that he's living in. So, like, he's shorting the global financial crisis. He's discussing the fall of Gaddafi in Libya before it happens and trying to figure out how to profit from that.
Totally plugged in.
Like, at a level that, you know, as someone who just, like, covers government, I feel like I know plugged in people. Never met anyone that plugged in.
Yeah.
So what is this? He represents no government. He clearly works for Mossad. He clearly works for CIA. He clearly isn't or is in contact with both and clearly British intelligence. So he's not working for Israel. He's not working for the United States. He's not working for the UK exclusively. He's not working for anybody, really. He's kind of this independent power broker working with a series of other independent power brokers together who form some kind of supra-government above all representative government in the West. That's the clear, you know. So, like, what is that?
Yeah. Do you think we'll see arrests?
Well, it's been almost 20 years that some of this material has been in the custody of governments. Most of it is still hidden, and there have been no arrests. Instead, there's been a consistent, over decades, effort to shield the people exposed from arrest. So, no. I mean, there may be performative arrests. But the big question is not, was there blackmail? Yes. Was there sex with minors? Of course. Was there some kind of weird religious practice that we would describe as witchcraft? Oh, yeah.
Mm.
But the bigger question is, like, what was this? It's clearly an informal governance body over what the rest of us consider the authorities, which is to say governments, nation states.
So that was actually Tucker Carlson being interviewed. That's why I was like, who is he talking to? I didn't recognize that reporter. But, you know, laying out Epstein was a broker of information. And so he's in Israel interviewing Mike Huckabee. He had a sit down. The former Fox News host flew to Tel Aviv for a sit down interview with Mike Huckabee, who challenged Carlson to speak to him directly following an online spat about the country's treatment of Christians. Carlson, who frequently criticizes Israel for its military actions in Gaza, took Huckabee up on his offer. So then afterwards, he's about to leave. So they took his passports. He said it was bizarre, but they're out of the country. And actually, Alex Jones talked to his producer yesterday, and then we filed a live X report. Guys, the X, what's interesting, when you download a live X, it comes in horizontal because we shoot everything vertically like normal people should. I don't know about this vertical video stuff these kids do these days, but, you know, whatever. But anyway, it turned it vertical. I flipped it. I don't know if it's flipped or not, but be ready. You might have to flip it. But here's Alex. This was a live broadcast that we did yesterday talking about him talking to the producers and kind of what he had gathered from this detainment. Daily Mail, in all caps, used the word detained, and they... Tucker's people were kind of trying to downplay that. They're like, it wasn't that bad. You know, they just, it's like, oh, we don't know who Tucker Carlson is. Yeah, okay. So this is what governments do, though. When you say stuff you don't like, they have the power to come in and sort of make your life miserable using the government apparatus. So here's Alex Jones talking about it, and then we'll see what Mike Huckabee had to say about the detainment. Here it is. Here's Alex.
All right. It has been reported, it's a big top story, that Israel detained Tucker Carlson trying to leave after his interview with Ambassador Mike Huckabee. So I thought, I'm not going to move the Daily Mail because they lie so much. I'm going to call Tucker Carlson's crew. He didn't answer. I talked to his crew, I'll leave it at that. And they said, yeah, after the Huckabee thing, reportedly it's going to be pretty spicy. They got him to the airport, grabbed him in his passport, interrogated him. And that's basically it. So the quote of the Daily Mail is real. That did happen. And I just want to say something. Like, here's the deal. Israel, you're the most unpopular country in the world right now, okay? You used to be seen as the underdog. Everybody's turning against you. I'm not with the Islamists, but I'm also not with what you're doing. Tucker is beloved. You may live in your own echo chamber and, you know, demonize him because he isn't for war with Iran or whatever. But this was a major league stupid move. You all know who he is. They knew who he was. They pulled him out. They pulled his passport. And Tucker's not trying to make a big deal about it. Like, come on. Well, yeah, they did do it. But, you know, let's just move on. So Tucker's people, and Tucker doesn't want to make a big deal about this. Well, I can't help it. I'm going to make a big deal about it. Because, I mean, Huckabee is a piece of work, man. The guy should not be the ambassador to Israel. It's okay if you're pro-Israel, be the ambassador. He is Israel, not first, Israel only. Like we say we're America only. He's Israel only. And it's whatever Netanyahu wants only. So I wonder what they got on him. And again, everybody knows I don't have some hard on for Israel. I don't think Israel is the root of all evil and has all, you know, I mean, I had huge guests on, Kathy O'Brien, MK Ultra, sex slave on, confirmed. And a caller calls and says, why aren't you covering Israel? We cover Les Wexner, the billionaire Israeli operative, saying he's demon-possessed and he's now the co-conspirator and all that. We cover all that. We don't have to, like, always make Israel part of it. You know, there's other stuff going on. But Israel continues with chutzpah to act like this, and it's really, really, really stupid. They're trying to pressure Trump to go to war. I was a few months ago in Maine with Tucker, but even before that, earlier last year, they were trying to go to war the first time, and he had Netanyahu people calling up, you know, yelling at him. It's like, we're allowed to be anti-war. Tucker's apologized for being pro-war before. He's anti-war now. I mean, I get why we kind of went into Venezuela. I said, I don't overall support him, but I get what Trump's doing. Tucker's not even at that point. So, what does Israel think this is going to do? But again, that's that disconnection that's living in your own little bubble. And that's what's wrong. So, I don't support Hamas to the mountains of the sea and all that stuff, but I also don't support the Israel lobby trying to ban the First Amendment to stop anti-Israel talk. The ADL and all the rest of it in Europe. So, it's a big problem. Israel, please, your leadership, stop making yourselves the villain. What do you think detaining Tucker and bragging him in and interrogating him and getting in his face and taking his passport away. Do you think that scares people so they don't talk bad about you now? I mean, you're acting like five-year-olds. You know, they say that who the gods will destroy, they first make mad. And I don't want Israel destroyed. And all the idiots want to destroy it. They have nuclear weapons. It's not going to happen. But at the same time, if America's going to fall us from within, if Israel's going to fall us from within, if Europe's going to fall us from within, any of these countries, and we are falling for them with psychotic, crazy, dumbass leaders. Leave our journalists alone. To the EU trying to sue and criminally charge Elon Musk. It's crazy. But these tyrants, again, are in their own bubble. So yes, Tucker did get grabbed. They did interrogate him. They did take his passport. They tried to basically intimidate him. I just like, oh, now Tucker's going to put his tail between his legs and kiss Netanyahu's ass and Ambassador Huckabee, Mr. Christian Zionist, and all of his just over the... I mean, if he worshipped America like that, it'd be a little weird. But, I mean, he just... not against Israel, but I don't worship Israel. And the state of Israel is not the biblical people of Israel. And all these fake quotes by Ted Cruz and stuff about if you don't worship Israel, you go to hell. It's just not true, folks. I love America. I don't worship our government. I don't like the communist Chinese government. I'm not against the Chinese people. I'm not against the Jews, but I don't like what the Israeli leadership's doing. And I don't support the Rothschilds and Ehud Barak, who are running the operation trying to overthrow Netanyahu. Doesn't mean I support Netanyahu. If people want to vote him out, that's fine. But my point is I know the different factions here. And people need to learn the factions. But the attempts to say Netanyahu is involved with Epstein, it's actually true when Netanyahu says I'm not. It's the whole leftist Rothschild arm that's doing it, and the Supreme Court. So I know the players here. So this is the dumbest move. I mean, maybe Netanyahu's not behind it. Maybe the opposition to Netanyahu did this, because this is a bad move, folks. You have idiots saying, oh, great, put Tucker in prison. He works for Qatar, no evidence of that. Or Tucker's great, blow up Israel. We don't know everything. Tucker's people don't know either. They just know that overall the story's true. And the statement's true out of the Daily Mail. So that's it. Find me at Real Alex Jones on X, on Rumble, the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com/show. Thank you all for everything out there. Just keep spreading the word. We had a powerful broadcast today with Les Wexner, saying he's demon possessed and serves demons to tell him what to do. Here's the name of the demon he is possessed by that runs him. Kind of a big deal. You might want to look at that. Epstein's email was called Ball, human sacrifice demon. I mean, I'm just reporting. And if the Chinese are doing that, I'll report on it. Or if Americans are, or Christians are, or the Catholic Church is doing that, they'll come on. We just cover the facts, folks, he calls balls and strikes. Thank you so much. I'll follow you on the next. We're Alex Jones, and God bless. But Tucker's safe. He's out. He's left.
Yeah, pro tip for Alex Jones. When the camera starts moving away, it's time to stop talking. Nah, just messing with him. And actually, the reason I'm sitting in here today is Alex is taking a couple days off, and Brianna Morello will be doing the Alex Jones show today. And then at 3 p.m., we have the War Room with Harrison Smith. So that's that. But we do have an update on this detainment, which the Daily is, and this is the Daily Mail posting this as an exclusive. They said, oh, he's been detained. We called Tucker's people. They were like, it's not really that big a deal. Don't worry about it. Well, and now there's all kinds of updates. Etienne Fishberger says the Daily Mail story was just updated with a statement from the U.S. Embassy in Israel confirming that Tucker's allegations are complete nonsense. I'm not sure if Tucker made the allegations. It seemed like the Daily Mail was making these, but a spokesman for the U.S. Embassy in Israel denied that Carlson was detained and claimed he received the same passport control questions that countless visitors to Israel, including Ambassador Huckabee and other diplomats, receive as part of a normal entrance and exit from Israel. Oh, that's normal. You have to answer questions and they take your passport. It is not accurate that Israel was only going to let Tucker into the country for the interview, the spokesman added. The only engagement the embassy had with Israel was about his visit to coordinate his private plane landing as part of facilitating a seamless visit. It was Tucker who chose to only come to the country for a few hours and depart, and Tucker received the same positive treatment of any visitors to Israel. Which is interesting because, you know, you'd think it was a crime to ask people questions and have like a normal border situation. And here's Mike Huckabee said, thanks to E. Fishberger for more inaccurate report. Everyone who comes in and out of Israel, every country for that matter, has passports checked and routinely asked security questions. Even me going in and out with diplomatic passport and diplomatic visas. Yeah, so they don't even treat Huckabee with any, any specialty. Laura Loomer claims that, and I'm finding all this just now as I was looking for Huckabee's statement. And she claims, turn out the author of the Daily Mail this just is funny. Turns out the author of the Daily Mail story about Tucker Carlson getting detained in Israel today was a lie, is Philip Nito, who used to work for Tucker Carlson. Tucker planted the story with his former employee and made up a lie about how the White House wanted him to do this debate with Governor Mike Huckabee about Israel ahead of the midterms. That is a complete lie. The White House didn't ask Tucker to do anything. This is very unethical behavior by Daily Mail. White House should address the record whether or not Tucker Carlson, the biggest anti-Semite on the right, is making this up. We all know he is, but it would be great for the White House press team to confirm. Tucker is now going to use his former employees to post lies about Israel. Uh-oh, I just went, no. I hit a button. I love these phones. Well, you touch them, you breathe the wrong way, and it disappears forever, and you can't ever go back to it. So we're never going to find out what Laura Loomer said. You'll have to go online to X and find it yourself. I hate technology. It's so lame sometimes.
Oh, you picked it up wrong.
Yeah, let's see. And I was pretty much done with it. Keep going. Stepping in. Yeah. You know, he should be banned from stepping foot inside the White House ever again. That was her last statement. That's the part I wanted to read. I thought that was interesting. Laura Loomer wants to set policy for Tucker. You know, they were downplaying it. The Daily Mail ran with that headline. It's interesting to see what happened. It'll be interesting to see this interview he did with Mike Huckabee. So that'll all be coming out, and we will, we'll find out more about that. So, you know what we have? And we'll pick up Epstein on the other half of this. We're sort of perforating around Epstein, but this is Michael Wolff, and he's being interviewed. And it's a short clip, but I think this kind of says everything. You know, we had Ted Lieu and everybody saying, "Oh, he's a confirmed pedophile. You could see it in the documents when they're reading these things that people were putting in after Trump was, or when Biden was in office, really, these tip lines that people were calling into." And hey, if it comes out, release the other 3.5 million files you have, and let's see what you got. But haven't seen anything yet. But other than Ted Lieu and others lying about what they're what's in there, and that's what they want to do. But here's Michael Wolff talking about, and he has hours and hundreds of hours of Epstein interviews that he did with him. And we saw his interview about the massages where he said, "Oh no, Trump didn't participate in any massages." But here he is being interviewed about Trump in the Epstein files.
Is it possible that the release of the Epstein files turns out to be good for Trump?
Yeah, I think already it has.
Already it has. I mean, that's, and this is a guy that hated Trump and wanted to, was literally trying to dig up dirt on him with Epstein. And it didn't happen. So actually, and when we come back from the other side of the break, you know, the first 5 minutes we played parts of, this is a long video, we played a part of it. For decades, Alex Jones has exposed the satanic pedophile cults that run the world. It's got over 300,000 views now on Bandai Video. It's been up since the 16th. Pretty big deal, I think. I think I'm going to have to upload this to X when I get off the air, to Alex's X channel, because this is something, you know, It's got some Epstein in it. It's got some other people. He talks about John DeCamp and the Franklin cover-up, who he interviewed numerous times. And he even talks about how DeCamp's talking about stuff at Penn State. And he's like, "Well, I got to take you off the air. You can't say this." And then years later, we get, you know, Jerry Sandusky pimping young boys to rich donors. I think that's literally the headline that was out there. So let's see. Let's go to... Well, so we're going to play that after the break. But let's go to this. This is Jeffrey Jackson talking about Bill Gates and his Jeffrey Epstein problem. So let's go to that as we go to break. That is clip 4.
So Bill Gates essentially represents the integrity of the vaccination program. You can't think of a vaccine without thinking about this guy. Well, Bill Gates has a little problem. That problem started in 2008 with a gentleman named Jeffrey Epstein, because Bill Gates has chosen to use Jeffrey Epstein over the past decade as a close confidant and business partner. And we're going to start in 2011 with these internal emails that were just released. This is Jess Stanley. Jess Stanley is the head investment banker at J.P. Morgan at the time. And his assistant says this to Jeffrey Epstein. "Hi, Jeffrey. Jess Staley asked me to pass along these questions from the J.P. Morgan team that is putting together some ideas for Gates." Jeffrey Epstein replies. He says, "A donor advised fund. It could tie it. We could tie it initially just to the Gates program. Minimum gift, $100 million. Done right, it's $100 billion in 2 years. Think about that. 2 years, $100 billion. But then the next line. The tension is making money from a charitable organization. Therefore, the money-making part needs to be at arm's length. So he's telling a J.P. Morgan banker, look, I can make you $100 billion in 2 years, but it's going to be under a charitable organization, the Gates Foundation, who I'm apparently speaking on behalf, and we're going to have to keep it outside of that whole charitable thing, because that's going to look really bad for us, because we're supposed to be helping the world with vaccines."
$100 billion.
Interesting. That's what they were doing. They were planning the pandemic. They were trying to figure out how they could profit on pandemics. All that's coming out in the emails. So very interesting information, and it keeps coming out. People keep finding more stuff because they keep digging. We'll be right back. You're watching The American Journal.
Well, way out west, southwest, down in Texas, there's this fella I want to tell you about. Fella by the name of Alex Jones. At least that was the handle his freedom-loving parents gave him, and he made pretty good use of it himself. This Alex Jones, well, he's a straight shooter. He calls himself an info warrior, a globalist killer, even a goblin slayer. He's a truth bomber, dropping nukes of knowledge across radio waves, television sets, and all over the World Wide Web. Many have tried to stop him, shut him up, or silence him, but it never quite worked out. Not for a man like him.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
He's a real Paul Revere of the 21st century. A truth teller. Hell, even more honest than old honest Abe Lincoln. That's Alex Jones.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
There's a lot about the man that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Not until I tuned into InfoWars, that is. Then things started to become clear.
Are you going to find these guys? Or, you know, you have any promising, leads?
Leads? Yeah, sure. I'll just check with the boys down at the crime lab. They got four more detectives working on the case. They got us working in shifts! Leads.
Now, this story that's about to unfold, well, it started back just about the time the Twin Towers in Building 7 collapsed.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
I only mention it because, well, sometimes there's a man. I won't say hero because what's a hero? But sometimes there's a man. And I'm talking about Alex Jones here. Sometimes there's a man. Well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's... ah, hell. I've done introduced him enough.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself if you sat on the fence to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there. Ah! Yeah! I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. They're a bunch of Christian murdering scum that run giant death factories, keeping babies alive and selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green-looking skin, or they're black or
white,
doesn't
matter. Sing along.
And they run around screaming, "We love Satan, we want to eat babies." I have them on video at the Texas State House, just women randomly going, "Hail Satan," and just praising Satan. When a Democrat group went up there, I mean, folks, this is literally like a demonic invasion. I'm telling you, that's what it is. Or Epstein, who is at the center of the pedophile island. I don't cover modern slavery to lessen the horrible transatlantic slave trade that killed millions of people, tens of millions of people, enslaved hundreds of millions in the aggregate, or the Arab slave trade that was even bigger, or the Roman slave trade, or the Chinese slave trade. I mean, every culture's done it. Doesn't mean it's good. We as a culture said, this is a bad contract. We don't like this. We're not doing this. But the type of slavery now is kids and women of every race, color, and creed. And the most disadvantaged, you know, people that are also grabbed out of countries and taken to islands as slave labor. Foxconn factories, Apple, the suicide nets. I mean, this is bigger than it was at the peak of slavery here in 1800. And every historian, you know, admits that. So we're so busy trying to ban the word lynch because it scares folks, the Irish name and brown paper bags, that we're not focusing in on this. I've got two daughters that are young and a son. And, you know, that's why I won't let them on the internet by themselves. is because there are these predators posing in there. And I've seen, just reading the news every day for years, a pattern where it's almost always local cops, not that they're perfect, but on average less corrupt, that are actually busting the pedophiles. And so many times it's national deputy directors of Homeland Security, top FBI. And from my research, there's almost like pedophile clubs that are taking over government, just like the Catholic Church, to protect themselves and operate. And that's why they're trying to federalize local police so that they can't bust up these networks. You may, as a viewer or listener of the show, already know all this, but other folks don't. They just don't realize the level of evil that we're dealing with. Look at the royal family, all the pedophilia in England, the highest government ministers. They don't even let you in. A lot of the folks, I've been told, don't even like this, but they have to do it to become compromised, or these mafias don't accept you. Kind of like low-level mob will say, you got to kill somebody who's innocent to be a made man. Well, that's just regular organized crime. When you get up to the highest levels of betraying countries and carrying out evil, they go all the way. And you hear about the psychopath that kills people on his own getting in trouble, but the high-level ones, they just run the show. And this rabbit hole, I mean, I remember having John DeCamp, former state senator, former CIA black ops commander in Vietnam on, and he didn't really come on anymore. He's gotten pretty old, has some health issues. I'll just leave it at that. He wrote the Franklin cover-up. Most of what's in that book later came out, and he was on air like 15 years ago going, in Boys Town, and then I tell you, Penn State, they sell the kids out to the football program and rape them, and I took him off air. And then it all came out and was true. And, I mean, it's just those of us that aren't attracted to children and aren't attracted to Satanism, we just don't get it. So Lon romanticizes pedophile. This is an Infowars.com story. So Lon romanticizes pedophile masturbating over a five-year-old girl. I'm sorry I have to talk like this. This is what's going on in America. Leftist news outlet plays dreamy footage of child as pedophile discusses sick fantasy. Unless you think we're spinning this, here's their own headline. I'm a pedophile, but I'm not a monster. And then in his new article and new videos, Todd Nickerson. Well, that just sounds like a pedo name out of Central Casting. He comes out and just salivates. Salivates as they mainline. We're people too. Be tolerant of us. Next, it'll be, let us teach your kids how we, you know, want them to live. Let us teach your kids about sexuality, which the schools are already doing. Across America, state officials are rebelling, how dare them, against Obama's transgender bathroom decree. And here's the big one. Charlotte Observer, that's the big newspaper. Girls must overcome, quote, discomfort at seeing male genitals in the locker room as they integrate the showers all over the country. This is the mainlining. The sleeping giant needs to awaken.
So there you go. You could go watch it for yourself. People need to grab that and cut it up into bits and put it all over X. Because, you know, some of this goes back to 2002. I mean, Jones has been talking about this for a long time. And he's had the guests on talking about it. Most of the guests are no longer with us anymore. But we've got a couple things going on right now. There's a Board of Peace actually having their first meeting, and Trump is talking. We're going to go to that as soon as we get to Trump's doing his greetings and salutations. So we're going to go to that in a little bit. But we also have Alex Jones and Andrew Tate have both released reaction to Prince Andrew Mountbatten, formerly of Windsor. I guess he's still a Windsor. They haven't taken his name yet, but he's no longer the Duke of York. They're both reacting to this. So let's go to Alex first. Then we may go to the Gaza speech because they want to build a 5,000-person military base on Gaza as part of the, I think, mainly to keep people from killing each other on that side of the world. But let's go to Alex first, talking about his reaction to Prince Andrew being arrested in the UK this morning.
Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, of course, a fake name. His real name is Andrew Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, and then goes on for about 10 pages. They changed her name right before World War I to Windsor. You looked that up. He's been arrested. And it looks like it's for industrial corporate espionage. That's at least what their search warrants were for, violating the public office he had with intelligence and information that he reportedly gave to Jeffrey Epstein. So now look for them to fry him over that and not all the pedophilia, but nothing's going to stop this coming out. And of course, you have King Charles heavily involved with one of the most famous pedophiles ever and Satanist who murdered and ate children. That was all confirmed. Thousands of children. He raped them. Hundreds, we know he murdered. Many of them he ate. They found the secret satanic dungeon through a fake wall in his house. He had the highest security clearance you can get in the royal family. Only like a few hundred people may have it. Jimmy Savile. So you have the king's oldest brother, you know, in line beneath him. Prince Andrew formally stripped in the last few months. And now you have this happening. That's how huge this is. And both parties have been involved in the cover-up of it. Les Wexner is a Republican. He was basically the handler. Bill Barr was also the handler of Epstein with David Rockefeller. But then they handed the baton to the Democrats by the time Clinton got in. And then Trump, like I said, was never involved in any of the sex stuff from all the evidence we have. But by extension now has been involved in the DOJ with the cover-up, which, how's that going? So Trump has to get out ahead of this now. But there's not much time to get out ahead of this. It totally fries the deep state. It fries the globalists. 99% of the people in there are Democrats. It goes back to Herbert Walker Bush, Bill Barr, Bill Barr's dad, Les Wexner. So that's the old Republican part of it. That's even goes back to Franklin cover-up and the stuff in the 80s. And the underage call boys, 14 at the White House, Washington Times headline, 1988, 89. All that. That's how they've been controlling us forever. And we can't let our populist, nationalist movement be tainted by this. We built the runway, the gantry, the wave that Trump came in on. And if he wants to commit political suicide, that's his issue. And we'll still support not having carbon taxes and banning the poison shots and finding the missing kids, all the great things that overall administration is doing. But you just still can't have something evil like this right in the middle of it. And have Bonnie for the third time say they've released everything when she didn't. And then just hand total victory to the Democrats who are 10 times more guilty than any Republicans. I mean, they're just all over this. And you notice leftists are residing all over the world, all these leaders and prime ministers and former prime ministers, and they're all leftists. And the Republicans just sit there and don't even fire back, don't even point out all the stuff in the files. No calls to prosecute the people that are in there saying, we're bringing you the sex slave, you know. I mean, it's all there. And when they do redact the names, it's Democrats, other than Les Wexner. And because of that, and because they're trying to cover up for Mossad and MI6 and CIA, Trump has allowed the DOJ to do this, pretty much directed him to do it. And now that's how serious this has gotten. And this is, and they're doing this, the royal family, to protect themselves because they know what's coming out and they want to make it look like they're actually doing something about it. This is desperation. The world's in so much danger. God knows what false flag, different factions of globalists are going to stage. Big cyber attack outage, new war, Iran, a nuclear reactor melting down. I mean, danger, 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 folks. Because the globalists are in trouble. They admit they're in free fall. What are they going to pull? I'll be covering it all today at 11 a.m. Central on my show. And, of course, you can tune to the other shows at Infowars.com/show. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones for the latest updates. And on Rumble at the Alex Jones Show. Thank you so much. But, yeah, the House of Cards is coming down.
Well, there's Alex Jones. Getting his reaction to the news this morning. And of course, he's saying the same thing. It's not about the pedophilia and the sex trafficking. It's about, you know, selling the secrets, because that's what governments really don't like. They don't like being told what they're doing wrong or having their activities outed. They like to be able to work in the shadows. And, it's, you know, sex trafficking is part of that, working in the shadows. So are we ready for that Gaza? I guess the what are they calling it? The World Peace Initiative? The Board of Peace. Yes, the Board of Peace costs $1 billion to join. Sort of going to be like an offshoot, well, a substitute for the UN, because the UN's become this, you know, back in the 90s, the UN was this bloated organization where people, you know, a diplomatic community, there are people carrying literal, there's reports of people carrying suitcases of drugs in and out of that building in New York, and they couldn't be touched. They could fly in with their drugs, sell them. Nobody would do anything about it because they had diplomatic immunity. So it's just a gross, corrupt organization. Now Trump is creating this slimmed down board of peace, and here's their first meeting. And they're probably talking about this 5,000-person military base in the Gaza Strip, but here it is.
We work together to ensure the brighter future for the people of Gaza, the Middle East, and the entire world. I think that the Board of Peace, because it's mostly leaders and unbelievably respected people, but mostly leaders of Middle Eastern countries, countries from all over the world. And they've been very generous with money also. And the United States, which I'll say in a moment, is also very generous with money because there's nothing more important than peace. And there's nothing less expensive than peace. You know, when you go to wars, it costs you 100 times what it costs to make peace. We have a man at the end right there that's smiling because you learned that after 30 years of fighting, right? 30 years of fighting, we got it done. I want to thank you very much. That was a great thing you did. You and your new friend, they came to my office and they said, I've been fighting for 22 years. Now you're there for 23 years, right? But I've been fighting for 22 years. That's all I've done is fight this gentleman. And his counterpart was there for 7 years. He said, I've been there for 7 years. All I've done is fight this gentleman. And we had it worked out in about 24 hours, right? And it's been a good piece. And I think they've become friends. I'm not sure I'm allowed to say that, but I think so. I think they've become friends, right? Great. Stand up. These are two tough cookies, too. You think that was easy? It wasn't easy. These are two tough people. Good people, but tough people. But, you know, we're in the Oval Office. And we were getting near, but the one was at one side of the room. I have two chairs right in front of the desk, the beautiful Resolute desk. One's over here. One's on the other side of the room. I said, folks, could you get a little closer? Well, I don't know. They felt very uncomfortable. You know, they've been killing each other for 32 years. So I say, can you get a little closer? After 1 hour, they were right next to each other. We made a deal. They hugged. They signed. And we had peace with two very important countries, and I'll never forget it. So they started off a little weak, and they ended up really strong. And you can be very proud of yourselves. It was a beautiful thing to see. Thank you. Look at that. Can you believe it? 32 years. Thank you.
Oh, you're not going to see this on Apple News.
Thank you very much. But we're honored to be joined today by Prime Minister Rama of Albania. President, where is President Milei? You're another one, I'll tell you. Where is President Milei? I endorsed him. I'm not supposed to be endorsing people, but I endorse when I like people. You know, I've had a very good record of endorsing candidates within the United States. But now I endorse foreign leaders, including Viktor Orban, who's here, and others. And I endorse this gentleman, Milei. He was a little behind in the polls. He ended up winning in a landslide. I just endorsed the Prime Minister of Japan. She was in a tight race, but was probably going to win. And she won in the largest number in the history of Japan. So she likes me a lot. But it was an honor. And you're doing great. Oh, look, they're sitting right next to Viktor. But ultimately, I think I'm going to end up endorsing. Hey, look, as long as it works, it's okay with me. But the endorsement seems to be working in foreign countries, too, so that's good. But nice to have you both. Victor, nice to have you both. Very proud of you. The Prime Minister, of another really just a great guy, Pashinyan of Armenia. President Aliyev of Azerbaijan. I love saying that name now. You know, at the beginning, it was giving me a hard time. Now I love saying it. It's a beautiful name. I love it. His Majesty King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa of Bahrain. Bahrain. Thank you. Thank you. Where are you? Where are you? He's so rich, he can sit there. He can sit wherever the hell he wants.
So what's interesting about the Board of Peace, we can bring him down a little bit. He's starting to just thank people now. But Trump's gone in and shut down a lot of these little regional conflicts that were happening in the world. Got these guys to shake hands. The picture that he was showing where he's grabbing the guys, that's the leader of Azerbaijan. And who was the other guy? He was the leader of Armenia. And so he's getting these little bitty wars, going into Africa, getting conflicts stopped. And he's looking at the United Nations going, but what are these guys doing? They're not bringing in any peace. There's no, you know, they bring in peacekeepers, and that basically just creates another little sex trafficking thing. But it goes to, and I talked about Apple News. You're not going to see this on Apple News. Somebody just did a analyzation of the news stories in January of this year. 600 news stories, all from left-wing outlets, all of them. And so people who get their news from Apple are getting one side of the story, which is hate Trump, Trump bad. And you're not going to see anything about this peace plan on there. And I get texts like this in a group chat. Holy S-H-I-T, you guys. The president of the United States is a serial killing pedophile deeply implicated in global sex trafficking honeypot operation. And he's being blackmailed by both Israel and Iran for depraved things he's done. And Israel is hell-bent on nuking Iran. Well, that may be true. And they're building concentration camps all across the U.S. Just politics as usual. But Biden, WTF, love you guys. Take care. We're in for a wild ride. Yeah, we're definitely in for a wild ride. But we just played a 9-second clip from Michael Wolff, who is a guy who has hundreds of hours of interviews with Jeffrey Epstein. And he's like, wow, these Epstein files are making Trump actually look good. And there's no implicating him in anything. And it was Alex who said yesterday, it's going to be stuff about Melania that's going to come out before she got married to Trump. And that he's trying to protect his wife, which is notable. He's putting him in a hard position. So, yeah, I think if the Justice Department's going to do his job, we're definitely going to be in a wild ride seeing people on the right, some people on the left. Anybody involved with Epstein, let's see him go down. I mean, I think Lutnick has to resign at this point because he lied. He lied and said, oh, I never went and hung out with him. And then he goes to the island with his kids to have lunch. So, you know, these people think they're not beholden to us. Okay, they think they don't have to answer. You're in a public position now. You need to answer. You know, yeah, hey, well, it's my mask. Yeah, there's my mask. You know, that's how... That's how not involved Lutnick is in the operation. But Trump is planning 5,000-person military base on Gaza. It will act as a headquarters for the future International Stabilization Force, the ISF, a new multinational army that will be set across 350 acres. It's part of the Board of Peace, which we just saw, and it's led by Trump and Kushner, overseeing the Gaza peace plan. I would say it's the Gaza rebuilding effort. They've demolished the area. You can see the photos. You know, Trump was saying it's cheaper for peace. It's definitely cheaper for peace than having to, you pay for bombing a place and then you pay to rebuild the stuff you bombed. And it will be 1,400 meters by 1,100 meters and have its entire perimeter covered by barbed wire. The military base document was issued by the Board of Peace and prepared with the aid of U.S. officials. And I got some more interesting Trump news. Trump rushed into Iran crisis meeting as insider warns strike within hours. That was this morning. So that was before. And listen to that Board of Peace meeting. See if he mentions Iran at all. And if he does, we'll go back to it and play that. So set to strike within hours. He summoned his top advisors for a briefing at the White House on Wednesday to discuss the ongoing nuclear crisis with Iran, according to a report from Axios. Following the meeting, Polish Prime Minister and NATO ally Donald Tusk said all citizens, Polish citizens, should evacuate Iran because it may not be possible in a matter of hours. So he said, please leave and do not come back. So we have that on the table. Let's see. U.S. withdrawing all forces from Syria over a year after the regime changed by proxy war. This is interesting because this was an Al-Qaeda leader who basically, probably with the help of the CIA, did an overthrow of Bashar al-Assad, Jalani, and basically we're turning over the entire country to them. We're moving. We have about 800 to 2,000 troops on the ground and some contractors and intelligence operatives, but they're going to start moving them out. Trump's been weighing a complete withdrawal since the year's start, having fully backed the Jalani regime in the wake of the overthrow of Bashar al-Assad, which has been awkward because he's been on the terror list. I think there's pictures of him with decapitated heads. And on Wednesday, The Wall Street Journal reported the U.S. is in the process of withdrawing its roughly 1,000 troops from Syria, according to three American officials, ending a decade-long military operation in the country. And then we have this, which is more good news. Trump admin closes CDL loophole that let illegal aliens drive big rigs. So now California is going to be breaking the law, federal law, if they continue to give illegals driver's license. The Department of Transportation shut down a major safety vulnerability in the past week that allowed illegal immigrant drivers to operate commercial trucks on American highways despite having no verifiable driving history. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said, "For far too long, America has allowed dangerous foreign drivers to abuse our truck licensing system and wreak havoc on our roadways. The safety loophole ends today. Moving forward, unqualified foreign drivers will be unable to get a license to operate an 80,000-pound big rig." So they're still under the provisions. Only foreign nationals holding temporary work visas such as H-2B, H-1B, or temporary investor visas from treaty countries known as E-2 visas may be eligible. In addition, the states must verify the lawful immigration status of every applicant checking the SAVE system. Here's a little factoid. 30 people died in 17 crashes caused by non-domiciled commercial driver's license holders in 2025, according to reports. And the leftists will go, "Well, white drivers killed more." That's what they'll say, which I don't even know if we have those statistics. And there was a multi-vehicle crash, Interstate 80 in Wyoming, on February 14th that killed 3 people and injured 20 others. So that was just 30 people died from illegal drivers. So good deal. Get rid of them. You know, and I know they're saying, "Well, the trucking rates are going to go up." No, with the fuel rates going down and hiring more truckers and training more truckers, that's what it takes. You got to train them. There's places right down the road from here where they're training people to get their CDL. So especially if you're a young person, you want to travel around, it's not a bad life. And the technology's gotten a lot better for you to, keep in touch with people and, really see the country. So I think that's all great. As we go to break, we're going to open up the phone lines next hour and take your calls. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We're going to open up the phone lines. We've got another flashback, Alex Jones exposing the pedos flashback, coming up at the top of the hour. And then we'll get into a whole bunch more. I've got an interesting animated video talking about the missing $2 trillion at the Pentagon. We've got so much more. We've got a bunch of election news we're going to cover. I haven't even got into that yet. And Darren McBreen will be in studio in the last segment. I don't even know what he wants to cover, but I said, "You got to come on and talk about this," because we don't know how much longer we're going to be here. So don't forget to go to thealexjonesstore.com and check out all the amazing gifts and things you can get for yourself. It's all there.
I'm jacked up on the meth lane. Blue is the best thing you guys have ever had.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well.
And yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it, I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something, what a blessing.
I do subscribe to the Methylene Blue. I feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like you said, I've been taking the Methylene Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now.
I must say that it does a damn good job.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the Methylene Blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at TheologyShowStore.com.